Just see it in your mind that it's a continuation of where we stop in the morning. Hallelujah. We establish in the morning that the kingdom is expanded by men. We have been able to lay the foundation of what the kingdom expansions mean and what we look out for when the kingdom is expanding. Having shed such light and seeing from God's word, we also establish that when we talk about expansion, we are talking about harvest. We are talking about growth. We are talking about increase in the influence of the kingdom. We also establish that there are many outside there that needed to be reached and needed to be brought into the kingdom. And because they cannot come into the kingdom without being born again, without being born of the Spirit. In John chapter 3, we establish from Jesus' discussion with Nicodemus, except a man is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. And to be born by the Spirit, or to be born of the Spirit, is to be born by the world. We see that in James chapter 1, verse 18, in the morning, that of his own will has he begotten us by the word of truth. So being born again is not something to be taught about in the natural. Jesus corrected that in the life of Nicodemus when he said, how can he enter his mother's womb and be born the second time? Jesus said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh, fleshly. And to be born of the Spirit, to be born of God, you have to be born by the word of God. Of his own will, as he begotten us. So that begotten, that is God's process of bringing people into the kingdom. Although the door of the kingdom is so open, yet one cannot just walk in anyhow. The door is so open, so wide for everybody to come. But you have to believe the message of the kingdom. We establish from the scripture that faith comes by hearing. And that hearing is by the word of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. Let's open our Bible. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. Can we read together? In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth. What must I hear to be saved? People from this side are not talking to me. What must a man hear to be saved? The word of truth. After you heard the word of truth, that word of truth is the gospel of the kingdom. Bible also call it the gospel of your salvation. After you heard it, in whom also after you believe, so the hearing precedes the believing, you were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Hallelujah. You were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise because you have believed. After you heard the word, you believe the gospel. And because you believe the gospel, you are brought into the kingdom. So your faith, the faith of a man, is important. Faith in the finished work. Faith in the gospel of Christ. Faith in his name. Believing the message of the kingdom. That is how we change people's mind. People's mindset. We caution people according to the rules of the kingdom. Every king, every kingdom has his own direction. He has his own direction. And God's kingdom is not left out here. And he has given us light concerning his kingdom. The word of truth has to be heard. It has to be heard. But Bible has a question. In Romans chapter 10, how are they going to hear without a preacher? Let's go to Romans chapter 10. Man must hear. Somebody must hear the gospel of the kingdom to be saved. Without hearing, there cannot be salvation. There are many things that are existing today that you and I, we are not aware of. There are companies that are existing, and you and I, we don't know about them. Why? Because nobody has told us about that company. Do you agree with me? Unfortunately, or fortunately, those companies might be right beside you. There are buildings, especially when you get to cities, big cities, a building, there are different offices, different companies in the same building. And because nobody has ever told you that this company produces this, you will not know. So somebody has to tell you. Somebody has to inform you about the existence of such companies. There are people in this world that are doing great things, both good and bad. And they pass by you every day. But because you don't know them, there are rich people that will just put on their knicker and then walk past you, billionaires. And because you don't know them, you just meet them at the entrance of a bank and say, good morning, good morning. Maybe you don't even greet him. Because nobody told you, nobody informed you that this is this person. Hallelujah. Jesus was talking with somebody, the woman with the woman at the well, in John chapter 4. He said, when the Messiah comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said, the one that is speaking with you is the one. Wow. She would not have known. I pray for you that opportunity that will benefit your life will not pass by you. Please say a better amen to that prayer. God will open your eyes to see. Glory be to God. Now, I ask us to open the way. Romans chapter 10. Go to verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. The next verse. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. The next verse. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The next verse. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? What's the next question? Everybody, let's read. And how shall they turn to another place? Paul was telling the Jews at the time, he said, you can't tell yourself unworthy of everlasting life. We have turned to the Gentiles. They were preaching to the Jews. And they were part of them when they didn't receive. Paul said, don't worry. You only say you are not worthy of the kingdom. We have moved to the Gentiles. Jesus said, if you come to a certain place and he said, peace unto you. He said, if the child of peace is in the house, he will answer you. But if not, he said, Move. The point is that don't stop. That somebody reject today does not mean we reject tomorrow. And the rejection of one does not stop the acceptance of another person. Kingdom must expand. There must be a ready mind. A ready mind. We must make up our mind. We must get ready for war. I said in the morning that the preaching of the gospel is a war. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 3 verse 27. Mark 3 27. The preaching of the gospel is a war. No man, can we read together? No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. Don't forget Colossians chapter 1 in verse 12 and 13. Okay? He delivered us from the power of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Now that deliverance, every time you are preaching the gospel, deliverance is taking place. Now you want to rescue people from the kingdom of darkness and you think the devil is going to say, well done. It's not going to tell you well done. It's going to challenge you. And that challenge, I don't mean you will see the devil with two arms. But that was the devil you were taught in drama. There will be reactions. I remember some few years ago, some of our youths went out for evangelism and they got somebody... they led someone to Christ and got him filled with the Holy Ghost. And fortunately, the guy is a son of maybe Afa or Imam. So they were going to visit him to follow him up. They sent somebody to us in the church that those guests should not come there again. Strictly warned them that guy is a son of so-so person. I told them, follow him up on phone. Follow him up. If they ask you not to come to the house, follow him up. I've been 5 in verse 16. Just write verse 16 down. We are not going to read it again because we have read it before. In verse 16, that was where miracle happened. The healings. The shadow of Peter, verse 15, then verse 16, people brought sick people from various places, and that revival has taken place. Revival. People just got healed. The lame just got, healed, standing up, walking. In the midst of that revival, look at verse 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the set of Sadducees, and were filled with anger, with indignation. The next verse. And they lay hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. On the apostles, lay hands on them. This is not impartial. Amen. Sorry, man. You know, there are different kinds of laying hands of hands. This one is not laying hands of hands. So it's not laying hands. I will lay hands on you. You get it? They beat them. Only one. One for one by one. Everybody, you hear that one? They beat them and put them in prison. Let's see what happened next. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door and brought them forth and said, what did the angel say to them? Go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the world of this life. I mean, we just escape. We were told, we were threatened. And the people who threatened us had fulfilled what they said they would do. Now it is time to go to church and tell pastor how we escape. The angel now said, don't go to church first. Go back to the same place where you were beaten. It is time to cast out demon. Because that angel, we are not sure, maybe it is from God. That would be the language of some people. Are you sure you are hearing from God? Pastor, I know you are in the spirit, but we too, our life is important here. They went back. Let's see what happened in verse 21. Did they listen to the angel? And when they had heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. Amen. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the priest to have them brought. Let's know what happened next. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, what did they say? Glory. Saying the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we find no man. Angel had brought them out. Next verse. Let's go. And when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the children and the chief priests heard this thing, they doubted of them whereunto these will grow. The next verse. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. The same. I hope we pour water on you when you came last night to preach. We sent you out last time you came. We said you should not come here again. But the angel kept on saying, go back there. In the same land, in the same city, to the same people. Go back again. The next verse. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have them stoned. They went and brought them again. Brought them to the council again to come and explain what happened to them. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next part of this program. They were thereafter arrested. Verse 27. When they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them. Verse 28. Look at what the question saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man blood upon us. I preach Jesus all over the world. All over the world. I preach Jesus all over the world. All over the world, it's fire, it's burning, it's fire, it's burning in my soul. I preach Jesus all over the world. All over the world. Amen. Let's look at the next verse. Verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we also obey God rather than men. There are people that have been threatened by parents. I'm not even talking about outsiders now. Their parents said, if you accept this gospel, we will deny you. There are people that have been threatened by friends. Some of us, we are afraid of our friends than God. Even some people, is their boyfriend, are even threatening them. This your commitment is getting too much to church. I don't think we can go again. Who do you prefer? I'm telling you reality. They love not their life unto death. They love not their life unto death. We must be zealous. In Luke 12:49, to expand the kingdom, there are certain passions. Look at what Jesus said in Luke 12:49, everybody. I come to set fire on the earth. And what will I, if it is be already kindled? What is he saying? I come to set fire on the earth. How I wish the fire is already burning. I come to expand the kingdom. I come to proclaim the kingdom. How I wish the proclamation already reached the whole world. So what we are saying here tonight is that we are going to be available to ensure that the desire of Jesus is fulfilled in our generation. We're going to give it all that it takes. We are not going to hold back. When destiny beckons on us, they love not their life. These are people with family. These are people with their own employment or job or career or businesses. They were not lazy people. Peter had his the children, the wife, and the wife's mother to take care of. When destiny is calling, the voice of God is calling. They love not their life, even unto death. How I wish all my families are already in the kingdom of God. That should be their desire. How I wish my friends, neighbor, the people around me. In John chapter 4, verse 34. John chapter 4, verse 34. Yesterday, I was reading. Jesus sent people to go and buy food for him. He was hungry. As much as he was in the body here, hunger, thirst, tiredness, weariness will come in. I learned of Pastor Kumuyi one time that he came from a program and he have another program. Then he knelt down to pray and then said to his body, body, like you are tired. If you are not ready to go, you meet me in that program. You meet me. If fame is in your mind, you can't talk here. You can't get what we are talking here. If what is in your priority is how to make it. Oh, excuse me, Pastor. Are you saying I'm not going to make it again? I'm not saying you are not going to make it again. I'm even praying for you that you make it. That you're making it, that you make it. And then you can serve the gospel. But the point is this. Even why I have not made it. I mean, the making it you are talking about. The gospel is my priority. a man of God, Frank Edward, was sharing his testimony at the time, how a ministry in this country took him to South Africa when he was to work his first album. And then he said the producer or the marketer had a meeting with him and said, where you put Jesus, put God. That God is generally accepted. Can you remove Jesus in those songs? Just remove Jesus. Remove Jesus. He said, I'll pray about it. But let me think about it. He said, the man promised him that we will promote you. We will promote your work. We will promote your song. He said, when he got home, the Lord told him, if you accept that offer, you are gone. He was sharing his testimony because at that time he was now saying it. I think it was the vice president at the next to, that was the time that Don Muel contacted him, and some favor just came from global, and then the Lord was moving him. And he was saying, if he had accepted that offer then, that offer that is telling you to remove Jesus, to forget Jesus, that offer that is telling you, or that may there after this meeting test you to put Jesus aside. They love not their life even unto death. That even if he has to take us to a near-death experience, even if we are going to be threatened, I wanted to go and preach somewhere some years back, and the devil was telling me, I'm going to have an accident. I mean, the fear was so heavy in my heart. I called a friend in the middle of the night. I mean, this is not, maybe I'm thinking about it. The fear was so heavy in my heart. And I was praying, and the Lord told me, that scripture just came upon my spirit. He keep the feet of his saints. It's an experience I can't forget. I wanted to go out. There was a crusade in Ogun State. I was going for. He keep the feet of his saints. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 2. I mean, I didn't even know where that scripture is, but it came up in my spirit. Have you met Paul and he opened unto you the scars? How many times he was stoned? At the time, Paul the apostle was being let out of a place through the window. Put him inside basket. I don't know how big that basket is, but the Bible says inside the basket. He was stoned at a time. People thought he had died. The disciples came around him and they prayed and he woke up. And he left that place to go and preach again. They love not their life even unto death. Are we not having some people today who stop preaching because somebody broke their hearts? Have we seen some people who stop preaching because they failed an exam? They love not their life, even unto death. Reverend Olusolari Ogun was sharing a testimony some time. I think I read in his book or I listened to one of his messages some years back about somebody in his church who failed an exam. I think a medical student. And she came to pastor and said, sir, I failed my exam because I'm in choir. He said he told her, withdraw from choir this year and face the exam.
And she wrote again, and she failed. Say, now call her and Satan. It's not your commitment to cry that made you fail. No, don't, my God. The challenges of life, eh? There are challenges of life that are general. I also graduated from a university at the time. And then they said, because I, from tomorrow I will never accept. That because of GNS, I failed GNS. GNS. I was a scholar in that same university. I led the department in that same university. I now say because of GNS, okay. And I did not graduate. And then I came back to school to write the exam. And one of the brothers told me, one of the brothers, he saw me, he said, ah, Reverend, I like your faith, too. So what do you expect me to do? To be crying? Okay, you now come and minister to me now. I said, Pastor, it shall be well. Maybe that was what he was expecting. Bro came by name, told him, I said, bro, no, worry about it. Are you following me? I was in a cartoon den, and I was schooling in the Uni Loring, full-time student, full-time pastor. I was coming from that place one time. I think I was telling my wife when we went to a cartoon recently, in the middle of the night, with bike, one Pastor David is now in Lagos, 12 midnight, we'll go and preach somewhere. Then we forget somebody something in the cartoon. We'll go that middle of the night to go to another meeting that night. We didn't know anything called kidnapping then. With bike. I mean, I didn't even know what is in our mind then. I don't know what is even pushing us. Minister in 2 meetings, 3 meetings at the same time, the same day. It wasn't the honorarium, because how much you were going to give them? How much? How I wish it is already funny. Somebody following me this night. We are going to expand the kingdom. That means there are some players I will let go. There are some players. See, there might be time in your life that you have certain opportunity even to travel out of the country. And God is saying, it's not your time. Stay here and pastor my church. Stay here and serve. Stay here and preach the gospel. I mean, money is ready now. People that will sponsor you, they are saying, come now. Hallelujah. You are driven by the purpose of the king. The mission of the king has now become your mission. Even if God says you should travel, it is anything that is your mind that you are going to do. Bro Lewis had an opportunity to travel to South Africa for his master. So we're trying to reach him. A few days. We're not able to reach him. So I think about a week or 2 weeks later, he said when he went to see his disciple. He just traveled 2 weeks ago. He already got a disciple. He got that disciple inside the plane. It is what is in your mind. A door can be opened unto you in presidency. It is what is in your mind. Follow me right now. Are you following me right now? You can become anything. God can raise you. God can make you to become the president of this country, the governor of this state, or of your, any state. I mean, in politics or in any field, career, industry. But what is in your mind? For some people not to lose their job, they put the gospel in their pocket. job is more important to them. Don't we have people who, because of marriage, put the gospel in their pocket? A lady in this offer attending a church, and a Muslim guy came here for a contract, just a few weeks. Maybe just people that are doing the road now. I don't know how they met. Proposed to her. She accepted. And you know there is a Muslim. Then, by the time you know it, pregnancy has come in. I mean, I'm telling you a life story. And they went to Lagos to see the parent of that lady because they don't want to do abortion. And the guy was telling the parent, because a report also came back to me from them. The mother said, and let her be going to church maybe once in a while. The guy said, if you want to release her, release her. Why won't he talk like that? Because the lady is already pregnant. See, there are some offer you will say no to because of the gospel. They love not their life. Let me round up. Jesus says something that is very, very important. I can't close without saying it to you and I tonight. Let's open the Bible. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. Luke 14:26. They love not their life. Luke 19:46. Okay, 26, sorry. 26. Go back to 26. 26. Thank you. Luke 14:26. Luke 14:26. Everybody, let's read. If any man come to me and hate not his father and what? And mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. If any man want to be a kingdom expansion agent, the word eight here is what I will explain tonight. That word eight here is to love less. Write it down. Love less. He didn't ask you to hate your father. So put love less as we read now. Are we good to go? All right, let's read, everyone. If any man come to me and love less not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So I must love less my life. Say priority again. Say it again. You know, any organization that tells you what you can enjoy, the privileges you can enjoy, and refuses to tell you your own responsibility to that, that company has not done you good. We have a responsibility to the kingdom. And God is saying, love less your work. Love less your wife, children, your job, your dream, your pursuit. Love them less. Love him. Love the king. Love the kingdom more than you love every other thing. They love not their life unto death. Let's
Let's stand up as we read this place. Then we can pray. Thank you, Jesus.
1 Corinthians 9:16.
Oh, are we there? All right, let's read. What is my reward then? Verse 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Everybody, I want you to read louder from those who are at the back. All right. Verse 17. If I do this willingly, okay, if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. The next verse. What is my reward then? For verily that when I preach the gospel, I made the gospel cry without charge, and I abused not my power in the gospel. Continue to read. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I may gain them all. Please pay attention before I read the next verse. Although, sir, I am the VC of your school, where I can preach the gospel to you. In this place, in this level, when it comes to the kingdom work, kingdom assignment, preaching the gospel, your glory, quote unquote, not the one you are saying my glory. Understand what I'm saying now. Who you are? You are a son of a senator, a son of this, a daughter of this. Who you are? You keep it in your pocket. For Jesus himself left his glory in heaven. Bible says he put upon himself the form of a servant. And having been found in form of a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Either it is low esteem or higher esteem, whatever, you are going to come out of it and push yourself into it. You press into the kingdom. Next verse. Are we next verse? Unto the Jew I became as a Jew, and I gained the Jew. Somebody say gain. I want to expand the kingdom. It's a small boy you are going to preach to. It's a lady you are going to preach to. It's a man you are going to preach to. And so today we are going to maybe Ochoku, for instance. No, we are not going to Owode today. Oh, we are going to one corner there. We are going to that place. We are going to trek today. The car is not working today. Hey, if you preach the gospel, they will sack you. To them that are under the law, as under the law, rhyme again them that are under the law. To the student, I'm going to become like a student. To the adult, I'm going to behave as an adult so that I can gain them. The next verse. To the weak, became I as weak. I'm not weak, but as weak. No, there are some clothes you can't wear to some evangelism. Yeah, you can't wear it. You can't put on your suit. Just dress casual. Let's go. As to go out like this, yes, let's go. Because we are pursuing something. There are some dress you will not dress today because you want to go and talk to somebody. I
became as we. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. The next verse. And this I do. This one hits me. Everybody read it louder. Huh? For my sake? For the gospel's sake. What are you ready to do for the gospel's sake? How much are you ready to give for the gospel's sake? How long can you pray for the gospel's sake? But people don't know why we pray long prayer. The thing is, our problem is so much like that. We are not problem solution driven. In the place of prayer, we're praying for the gospel. When they beat them in Acts of the Apostles, they went back to their company. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29 and 30, just write down. The Bible says, and they began to pray. Do you know their prayer, Pastor? They said, oh Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto your servant boldness to preach your word. And that by stretching forth your hands to heal, that signs and wonders will be done. That was their prayers. They weren't praying somebody should fall down and die. They were praying that the heart of men would be met. They were praying for utterance. They were praying for boldness. And they went back again. They pray and go and went back. They pray and went back. Say, we will pray. Everybody say so. Say, and go back again. Say, I will pray and go back again. I believe you're already praying. You should already be praying. You should already be praying. Let the word sink into your spirit. They love not their life even unto death. How long can you give yourself? And how much of yourself are you ready to give? Listen to me. Some of the apostles were slaughtered. They didn't do it in the secret. In their eyes, they slaughtered them. And they asked others, are you still ready to be a Christian? And say, I am ready to be a Christian. A man preached a message sometime. He said, is this what they die for? You mean this is the reason why some people were put in prison? Are you telling me this is the reason why some people sold their land and sold their properties? So that the kingdom can be expanded? Some people left their comfort zone. Go to the land they don't know. The missionary that came to Nigeria, some of them were beaten by mosquito. I'm telling you, that mosquito killed some of them. Left their comfort zone. Amen. Amen. I have very few minutes. I'm leaving this space, but listen to me. If we are not ready, let's know we are not ready. If we claim to be ready, then that readiness must be absolute. It must be total. I read a book some years back, how missionary went to certain country beyond your comfort zone. That was the name of that book. You can still find it in the market. Beyond your comfort zone. I think maybe Rick Warren or Rick Jordan wrote that book. I never heard or read about a particular country before. I read that book, I began to pray. Listen, a name came, a name of a particular country came to my heart. And I was reading that book. Further, I saw the name inside that place. It baffles me. I'm talking about 2000, either 2004 or 2003. Listen, that's where the leading of the Spirit comes to you. Two offer for a job will come to you. But because God has a mission for you in Lagos, He will ask you to accept the one in Lagos and leave the one in Port Harcourt. Say, but I never live in Lagos all throughout my life. I don't think I can cope with the life and the stress of Lagos. But because of the gospel's sake, there are people that finish their service here and God is saying, don't go back. Stay here. One of them is here. Pastor, your pastor. You know, he's not from afar. He came here to serve for the gospel's sake. You are going to leave your comfort zone can even be your group of friends. Things you never do before. This is not easy for you to do. You say, I am not the talking type. I don't know how to preach. Sir, the Holy Ghost is going to give you utterance. This fire is burning in my soul. Lift up your two hands, everyone. Now listen to me. While I was coming, the Lord put in my heart equipping, alignment, calling. Equipping, alignment, calling. Those three words are three things going on as the message was going. Equipping, alignment, then calling. There are people that are being called. Certain things are being registered in your heart as the word is going. Maybe you are the one that has been rejecting ministry. You have been rejecting to join a particular group in the church. God has been laying in your heart a ministry of intercession that you begin to intercede, praying for souls, and you have been withdrawing from that ministry. The Lord has been laying in your heart. Ah, Kaya. There is an alignment. There is an in keeping. There is a calling. They love not their life, even unto death. Paul said, all things that were important to me, I count them as dung, so that I may win Christ. When He calls me, how we answer? When He calls me, how we answer? When He calls me, how we answer? I'll be somewhere walking, somewhere walking. I'll be somewhere walking. I'll be somewhere walking for the Lord. As He calls me, I will answer. Answer right now. Lift up your hands to God and say, Jesus, I'm here. Jesus, I'm available. Jesus, I'm here. How we answer? I'll be somewhere walking for the Lord. I'll be somewhere walking. I'll be somewhere walking. I'll be somewhere labor for the Lord. This I do for the gospel's sake. Everybody pray, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am available. You are my priority. The gospel is my priority. The kingdom is my priority. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
Just pray in the Holy Ghost as I pray with you tonight. As I pray for you tonight, pray in the Spirit. Sabalakiton de prekiton sabaraketo diakapaya. Sodabarokoto diaketanda braku pereketosia. Libra kabadabarakiton de prekiton do suprahandis.
Necessity is laid upon my shoulder. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Sibala de kendo robabakanda libraketosia. Elle paragidan de kosombra kito do barakatan de frekitons. Jabababarada.
I will spend and be spent. I will spend and be spent. They love not their life, even unto death.
I'm here, Lord. I'm here, Lord. I'm available, Lord. Is that who shall we send? Who will go for us? Here am I, Lord. No matter where you lead me, I. Every door you open unto me, I will seize that opportunity. Because the kingdom is my priority. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your two hands as I pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for equipping. Thank you for alignment. Thank you for calling. Sebenaka onda frekiton de soba hangelitosi. Shemi akendo beriakotande frekitondes. Libra hangenons frekite digambrekitonde. The body of the Lord in your heart is increasing. That burden is increasing. You are not losing it. You are not letting it go. The Lord is coming back again unto you, reminding you of what he has told you. Your vow of consecration for the gospel, you won't lose it. No, nothing is taking you away from that calling. Nothing is taking you away from that ministry. Nothing is taking you away. His hand is upon your heart. His hand is upon your life. You will fulfill your calling. You will fulfill your ministry. You will be available when he needs you. Kai, pariane, sukaparanetosia. Priority is changing. Priority is changing. Priority is changing. Priority is changing. Alignment is taking place. Your hearts are open to the Lord. Liparaketo tialama kushata. Eligobande kroteva. Reporoni maketuda. Rapopoyete kupakate kobakate kobaya. Eropopoyete. Ikugabate kuate bakaria. Eso baba. Ejeka pande kotiasikete barakata. Jeremiah said, I wanted to keep quiet. But the word is as a fire in my bow.
You are not of them that forget. You are not of them that is distracted. You are not of them that forget. You are not of them that forget. Kalia baroketosia, eroba lento, siba yeketosia pata. He won't let you go. Tonight you receive unquenchable fire for the gospel. Unquenchable fire for the gospel. Paul mentioned people that laid down their neck. Heaven will bear testimony to your record. Because of you, that brother will be saved. Because of you, that woman will be saved. Because of the sacrifice you are making. Because of the sacrifice you will make. Because of your dedication. Because of your consecration. Ah! That city will be open for the gospel. That town will be open for the gospel. Because you go. Because you go. Because you go. Because you are there. Because you are making that sacrifice. A whole family will be saved. A whole land will be open to the gospel. The hand of the Lord is upon you. It's upon your generation. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. The hand of God is upon KDC. A further entrance is open to this church. A further entrance. A further entrance is open to this ministry. Further. More entrances is open for this ministry. It's open. A door that no man can shut. And you have the strength to walk therein. You have the strength. Your strength is not little. A door that no man can shut. More entrances. More entrances. More entrances. More entrances. More entrance. Entrance. More access. More entrances. More, more, more door. More, more. It is a season of more for KDC. It is a season of more, 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 more entrances, more, 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 more. Kaya baketosia, leparane kotosia dabaya, eroko pangreti kosi kibaye, jaruani ketuda parene kota, edosia rako pengle nonse sagaye, gegeyam brahandos. Ekrome nekuta, ebrahigo silima kota baya, embrekito dia la pasta, esopalia tesuga, emokotoya, heavenly host, heavenly host. You have more support of the heavenly host, angels of God, angel partnering with this work. More support of the heavenly host. They will make the work easy. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bible said Peter were put in prison. The angel of the Lord went and brought them out. He opened the prison gate. Sir, more ministry of the angels. This house experience. This ministry experience. Mekota, Rapotosia. More entrances, more doors they open. Bring in men out of prison. bringing men out of prison. This house is further strengthened in the will of God. Strengthened in the will of God. Pray for you, God's servant. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Eketonda. Erokoponkelia toshilimaketosa. Endopake. Tosia. Rekepangle ma ahuste. Frigenoseti gangra patokio. Enosta. Baliantosia. Rakepangle tosia de pakuste. Cremo conte coparakitonsia. Rakete meketo diato paru. Estabaya. Eroko pangreti sosa. Ejika pangelitosia. Eroko pangretisto. Ziba. Liba. More men in this land. More men in this place. More men in this land. 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 The Lord is saying to you, I have more men here. I have more men here. I have more men here. More men.